From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A contentious proposal to expand rent control failed to move forward Thursday in the California legislature. Capital Public Radio's Sally Schilling reports.
Hundreds of tenants, landlords, and activists filled the Capitol for the bill's first vote. It would have repealed a law that prohibits rent control on housing built after 1995. Cynthia Ray is with a major property management company in California. She says the state needs more housing, but developers won't build if there are rent restrictions.
With additional costs relating to land and construction, these projects will simply not pencil if subjected to rent control for life.
But tenant advocate Shanae Franklin Miner says expanding rent control would help address the housing crisis.
We need to maintain the stability for the people who are already housed, because if we don't, we're going to just have a circular, continuous problem.
The proposal fell one vote shy of passing the Assembly Housing and Community Development Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Sally Schilling.
Three California gas-fired energy plants could be replaced with giant batteries. The proposal was passed Thursday by the California Public Utilities Commission. Here's more from Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero.
The proposal calls for PG&E to find clean energy alternatives for two Calpine-owned gas-fired plants in Sutter County and one in San Jose. All three are near the end of their contracts with the company that manages the bulk of the state's electric power system. Edward Randolph, Energy Division Director for the PUC, says clean options are available.
Non-natural gas technologies are able now to step in and help support the grid.
Randolph says alternatives may save ratepayers money. The owners of the plants would like them designated as must-run facilities for reliability reasons. Still, the PUC says the plants are no longer economic to operate. If approved, PG&E will have 30 days to offer up competitive options, including battery storage. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
You can find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.